This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, the Fountain Police Department has announced that a suspect has been arrested in the homicide investigation of Christian Cook. The Fountain Police Department says that on April 9th, 2023, a body was found on the railroad tracks in the area of Allegre Circle and Highway 8587. The victim was later identified as 31-year-old Christian Cook. Today, the Fountain Police say they have arrested a 17-year-old male in connection to the case. An arrest warrant was obtained for the charge of second-degree murder on Monday, and FPD took the juvenile into custody and transported him to a juvenile detention center. The El Paso County Coroner is identifying a man who was shot and killed in Colorado Springs last week. 55-year-old Jason Bales was gunned down near Garden of the Gods Road and I-25. There's still no word on a possible suspect. This is the city's 13th homicide in 2024. The United States Air Force Academy announced today that Vice President Kamala Harris will be the commencement speaker for the Academy's 2024 graduation ceremony. The ceremony takes place on May 30th at Falcon Stadium. According to the Academy, the 2024 graduation is planned to be open to ticket-holding members of the public. The ceremony will also be live-streamed. There's a new push to protect police whistleblowers. Colorado lawmakers will consider a bill today that creates a pathway for officers to report misconduct of other officers without fear of retaliation.
What I've heard time and time again is law enforcement saying the thing that a good cop hates the most is a bad cop. This bill holds those bad cops accountable.
That's State Democratic Representative Leslie Herod, one of the bill's primary sponsors. It also calls on law enforcement agencies to investigate the allegations of wrongdoing and gives the Attorney General power to subpoena records. Law enforcement groups like the Colorado Fraternal Order of Police and the County Sheriffs of Colorado have come out against the bill, calling it irresponsible and punitive. Herod says there's plenty of time to consider it and make any necessary changes. Pueblo is a step closer to paying people who are experiencing homelessness for cleanup projects. The city council voted to move forward with the program Monday. It will allow participants to work alongside employees and volunteers picking up trash for about 4 or 5 hours. In return, they'll get a $50 gift card to buy food. Officials say this program will also support services such as employment and housing. Another vote is scheduled next month to discuss funding. Colorado schools are getting the green light to spend money. A new state law will reallocate $660 million so districts can use as needed. It means they'll receive property tax money evenly throughout the year and not have to rely on saving it. For El Paso County, that's about $146 million. Lewis Palmer School District 38 in Monument already plans to expand its career and technical education with cybersecurity and AI programs.
He's at the midcourt circle. 4 seconds, 3 seconds left. Why are they not fouling? Jumper Murray got it at the horn. Denver mounts the comeback. They come back from 20 points down. They win game number two. 101 to 99 is the final.
A shot to be remembered in Centennial State sports history as Jamal Murray knocked down a buzzer beater to beat the Lakers 101-99 last night in game two of the first round of the NBA playoffs. Here's Jamal talking about that game-winning shot.
I think I had Yoke was kind of looming, waiting for me to make a decision, and then I just, you know, faked like I was going to shoot a three or do a step back or something, and then AD kind of pressed up a little bit. I just got to my spot, beat him to the spot, and I was able to elevate and make it.
A mix of sun and clouds across southern Colorado this afternoon. A shower or storm possible east of I-25, but it's very isolated, so most areas will stay dry. Temperatures in the 30s overnight tonight. We shoot back up into the 70s on Wednesday under mostly sunny skies. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.